Philly. Rent that fine on a base. Hein on a base. You're on the right page. Three lines down. Actually, tonight's pretty easy Gemara, and we have a very, very famous... No, Bavli doesn't work, but Yerushalmi usually it's true. Tomorrow's Bavli is not easy. It's not hard, but it's not easy. Kas have a little chokek. It says, now this story is actually about Gittin, not about Shabbos. It says by Get, you have to write it and not engrave it. Because of law metiv, you have to write it and not drip ink down. Okay, now dripping ink, you form blobs of ink on the paper, and it's like connect the dots. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? Drip, 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 drip. Because of the law shofech, this is interesting. I never realized this before. Spilling ink. Now, this would be a good question whether you could use like a, well, not just a stencil, but it's like you could use if you could squeeze a tube of ink out on a paper, right? You can't do that. There has to be writing. There has to be a point hitting the paper in order for it to work. Okay? If you have like a, that would be a problem. Let's say if you had like a face, like a felt tip pen. Right, a felt tip pen is really not a point hitting the paper, right? It's really the paint flowing through. So that would be precluded probably by Shovech. Okay, because of Lohokik, it says you're supposed to write the get and not engrave it. It's tani, that those who say, I feel Lohokik, you could even engrave it. Rav Chitzchok said, Mandamar Lohokik, he who said you're not allowed to engrave it, is Bebolet Mokom Aksav, is where the place of the writing sticks up, kigon hadein dinara, like a coin. In other words, you cannot, what you may not do is you may not, you can engrave the, you can, excuse me, engrave the writing into the paper. That means to make an indentation, that's okay, but you cannot indent the paper around where you're writing, like you do with a coin, right? You put it in a mold and you press down, and then the middle rises where the mold is not applied. That's not legit for anything, because that's called urechos. You depress the area around as opposed to the area itself, which is the writing. If you depress the area which is the writing, that would be okay, perhaps. That's what we're saying. If you depress the area around the writing, that's not okay. That doesn't work.
We're still just talking about
Gittin,
not talking about
Shabbos. Still Gittin, right. On Shabbos, Shabbos, and everything. V'kosav, Rabbi Yehuda, Manar, I feel Choki, who said you were allowed to engrave again, Konahin, because it's like you engrave on a wax board where you impress into the wax. Because of Lameite, because of me and not dripping dots, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Sholem, Rabbi Mitzaniel, Chadamar once said, Bishloi, Rabbi, because it's only if you don't make the dots touch. In other words, you gotta play connect the dots in order for it to work. Even if you connected the dots, it's no good. Because of lo shofech, says you write and not the spill. Rabbi Chia bar Baruch said, "Ilim b'nei medincha, those of the east, alumim sagin, are very smart. Karchad min homeboy mishalcha milo mistakin lechavre. One of them wants to send a secret writing to his friend, who cuts up a may milin." He writes it with a certain type of fruit juice, and it fades. It becomes a blank piece of paper.
And he receives the document.
He spills an ink which has no apats in it. Apats is some sort of it's some sort of chemical. I don't know exactly what it does. Some sort of chemical. That chemical makes the ink take even where there was originally writing, and that would be no good, right? Because he wants to where there was originally writing not to take ink, and that's what the
invisible fruit juice does,
right? So it prevents the ink from taking there. So as long as it's not a putz, the ink will not take. Vukolit Makom Aksav, and it absorbs the place where things are written. Or maybe it's the opposite, it does work there.
Unless someone who is as trustworthy as the Kananiah Petrajan is appointed over the
place. No, yeah, it's the opposite of what I said. In other words, when he spills the ink, it'll take on a place where it originally was writing, it won't take in the other places. Okay, also came B'Shabbos Mao. What happens if you,
if you did this on Shabbos?
Now, this is not talking about, yeah, it's talking about this thing that you take this invisible ink and then you make a reveal on Shabbos. What's halacha? Rav Yochanan Shimon Lagish Tarvayo made Busha Kasav Diyah Gabi Diyo. It says that it says if you write dio agabi dio ingatag the ink, the sikra agabi sikra, another type ingatag, another type of ink. Avl ink also dio agabi sikra, but if you wrote with ink on top of sikra, I'm sorry, if you wrote ink on top of ink or sikra on top of sikra, you're potter. Avl ink also dio agabi sikra, you wrote with different types of ink, one on top of the other, sikra agabi dio chayev. So we see that changing the nature of the object is considered to be mechayev you. So here too, if you change the nature of the object, which you put on in this ink, which will reveal the fruit juice, so you'd be chayev for doing so. Okay? That's considered to be changing the nature of writing, you're chayev for changing the nature of writing, not just for the initial recording of the facts. Name of the rabbis in Bavel, Chayiv Shtayim, Chayiv Two Chatos, Echad Mishum Moche, Mishum Kosev. When you pour on top of a pre-existing ink, other ink, or when you write on top of it, you Chayiv Two, one because you erase what was written on beneath, and now the second is so you transgress is that you writing on top of it. Right, we had that Bavli. Kosev, well, it's Rabban in the Talmud. Okay, the rabbis above him. Kosev may mashke. Somebody wrote in fruit juice without, you know, without the secret code. We made peros with may mashke's beverage, any of my beverage. We made peros or in fruit juice. Ba'avak drachim in the dirt of the highway. Ba'avak soifim in the dirt which, you know, like scribes scatter on their paper to blot it. Anything else which is not doesn't last, potter, sir. Your example. Lachiyodo, if you wrote lachayad in not in normal fashion, begaglo with your foot, bepiv with your mouth, bemarpeko with your elbow, because of aos achas, then all of these your potter. Because of achas, aos achas, some of if you wrote a letter next to letters which are already written. You're on a tablet which is already written. This kavin lichtov ches. You intend to write a ches. Because a bay zayin wrote two zayin. Echa barta koira. You wrote one letter down on the ground and one on a high beam. Vashnau kshay kosei abayis on two or on two walls. Or al shtei davi pinkos two pages in a journal or a pamphlet. Said these two letters could not possibly read one thing with the other. Right? They're so separate. Or Kosovos Echon Nutricon. Or you wrote one letter Nutricon. In other words, you wrote an Aleph, let's say, with the mark next to it over there, which indicates that Aleph really stands for what? The number one, which is spelled, how it's spelled in Hebrew. Chod. Right, it's not a trick question. So I might say that in that case, if you wrote Aleph, which everybody understands, connotes a chod, which is three letters, so you're certainly a chayev, right? So that's what Tanakam says. It's also part of what you're part of. Okay. I hear him saying chayev. I hear him says you're chayev. On this as well. Somebody intended to write the Shem Hashem. Somebody had to write the Shem Hashem. Sorry, miskavim, but it said he had the wrong intent. Lichtov Yehuda, and he intended to write Yehuda. But he's a double klutz. A, did the wrong intent. B, v'shochach v'lokos of dalet. In the end, he forgot the dalet anyway. So now it looks like yudkei vavkei. But it's not, what did he have in mind? It's right, not yudkei vavkei, but rather what? Yudah, right? So what's halacha? Harei Hashem in komahu. This name is in its valid place. Right? V'umoko. You can erase it. Because it was not written with the proper kavana, umekaimo, right? Umekaimo and then you rewrite it, and then it's holy.
But it's already Shem Hashem whether you wrote a kavana or not. It's still Shem Hashem.
Doesn't matter.
So Shem Hashem is a kavana. Chiddush, but that's the chiddush we said.
That's why you can throw away papers. From this, you can throw away papers that have Torah content in them. They're made to throw away.
Put them in shameless anyway.
No.
Like the mimeograph sheets that you have.
No, you can toss them out. I mean, they're covered. You put it in a plastic bag. Right, because they're not made least kind. So even the shame or shame you say here. Yeah, well, many years ago. Lamais, right. Lamais, however, we're machmir on the shameless of Hashem, but only if it's written with the kavona, shame Hashem. So the Kavan of Yehuda doesn't even have any Kedusha whatsoever. Okay? So says Gemara,
you pass a pen over it,
and just to make it nicer, and that's to rectifying it and sustain. Amar Lo Sarabonin said, we don't like that. It's not a proper way to do it. It's not a good way to do it. Now, says Amar of Chalfa, she does it should be the Rabbanan. So contradiction in Rabbanan. Taman who Omer or Heim Omrim, there they say Enoksav, that by getting Ksav or Gabi Ksav is not a Val Ksav. Yet here we say that Vachat Omer Ksav, writing on top of other writing, is Val writing. So it says, Yushalmi, who she does so Heshivuo. The truth is, Rabbi Yehuda holds, doesn't hold that way. They were only responding to Rabbi Yehuda Shita and trying to take it to an absurd. And they said, B'shitascha. According to your own reasoning, B'shitascha, Sha'at Omer, that you say Ksavu, that you say that writing on top of other writing is writing, even though we don't agree with you that, at least could Sita's avoid Enamina Mukhar, it's not the right way to do it, right? It's not a proper mitzvah, it's a b'di'evet, it's not a chavchila mitzvah. See that? Rabbi Yaakov Rezavi Shem Ravo said, Lo Amar Kain. The truth is that that's not the question. Ella, rather the question like this. Mechava Shita say again, it should be either the Rabbanan or the Tanakama. Tamino Omer Ein Amina Mufchor. Over there he says, it's not Amina Mufchor, Ksav Ksavu. But it's a valid writing.
Yeah.
What are you talking about again? The mezuzah, right? It's a valid writing, but it's just not mina mufchor. Ksav ksavu. V'achat omer here to say ksav agav ksav ein ksav. By Shabbos you say it's not a valid ksav altogether. So says the Gemara, mal ksav agav ksav. Where is a ksav agav ksav accepted, even according to the Gemara? Chad le'el, not what is that? Where's Mechai Bilchatos? Right? Normally we say, yeah, 1 second.
So again, a person gets Olam Haba because he gives honor.
It's a question of Rabbanan, sorry, because again, we changed gears here. Again, and Mechavi Shosra Rabbanan, Tamanu Oimer Enamina Mufchor. There he said, it's not fantastic. Kosav Ksavu, but it's about Ksav. Vachu Oimer Ksav Agabi Ksav, Eino Ksav. He says Ksav Agabi Ksav is not a valid Ksav. Where is it not a valid Ksav?
Not because of the honor or
the Shabbos or by getting.
Okay. Ki hadi Yosef raised the Rav Yehoshua. Polish.
Sounds like over here.
Polish Indian.
Polish Indian? Yes, the Polish became big, and Indian means the.
Okay, it's the same question we had before. It's just repeated. Again, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zav, the second line. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zav, the Shemir Avo said, "Lo Amakein." It's not the right way to ask the question, but it's the same question, really. And the Chava Shita said the Rabbanan. It's a contradiction. Rabbanan Shita. What's contradiction? Rabbanan Shita. Taman over there. Why? I mean, a Muvchor. Rabbanan say the shame is not proper, right? It's not gevaldig. But it sounds like it's not really possible, right? Huk sav ksavu, but it's a valid writing. Vagadomer ksavu, gabi ksavu, enu ksavu. You're saying that to write one on top of the other by Shabbos, you're potter. So how come you're saying over there, it's just not mina mukhor, it sounds like with the evidence you're yaitzi, and you're saying that the exact opposite, right? Right, you're saying that...
Things,
that you're potter from Shabbos. So what's the difference though? It's good for one mitzvah, it should be bad for an avera. It's good for a mitzvah, it should be bad for an avera. It's bad for an avera, it should be good for a mitzvah. Two things should go together. But if a ksav agav, a ksav is a val ksav, right?
Yeah.
It's a val ksav. So then,
which is well, not including kings, right?
One second. Uksav agav iksav is a valid uksav.
Including kings and
working. No ball players. You said it should be higher.
No, for Shabbos. For Shabbos, not for kids.
The only time was a ksav agav iksav is valid for. Shabbos is if it's different colors ink.
That's true. I'm eating wrong. Hachor me'ksav agab'ksav enoksav. Right. It's not about writing. Well, it's not about writing.
So then the question comes back, why is it valid for a
git? Yeah, why is it only not mitzvah min ha-muvchor? Why is it only not mitzvah muvchor? It should be possible.
Right.
So ma'o ksav agab'ksav, so says the Gemara, what's the ksav agav iksav which our mishnah is postulating? That chad el min chad, where you have one letter on top of another letter. Okay? In other words, you wrote your two letters, but you wrote them one on top of the other. That's ksav agav iksav. And that's the one which we pater by Hilchos Shabbos. Why we pater by Hilchos Shabbos?
Because it looks like
the shear is two letters, you don't have it. Right. Right? So, or there's another interpretation here. He says over here, the Korban Eda, another pshat, he says that Ksav Agabi Chad Lemekhad means that you wrote. You wrote one letter in the space of another letter. You wrote one letter in the space of another letter. That's not considered to be chayav on Shabbos. Meaning, I guess you have a large hay and you wrote a little yud in front of, inside of it. That doesn't count. Okay.
Like the New York Yankees logo.
Right, like New York Yankees logo. The one on top of each other, one within another. My time with Rabbi Yosef Misera. That by Shabbos is no good. By Shabbos it's okay, but by Yachayv Chatos, but
it is a kosher
yet. Yeah. Says my time, yes, Yehuda ben Mesera.
There is such a thing as the giver of his
scrolls. Yeah, what's the larger Yehuda ben Mesera? That has, says you have one letter nutri cone. Neos achas atlami kamos says, because from one word you can learn from one abbreviation. One letter you can learn many letters. Okay. Hakaitz of Sheosios. So therefore it's chayv even the trikom. I mean, it really means the lichot with an aleph. So you can learn many things from that. Hakaitz of Sheosios. Somebody writes two letters. B'shtei lemos.
But you're not yotze if you wrote a hey with a abbreviation for a shah.
You're not yotze vis-a-vis halachos of Sefer Torah. Again, we're saying there's a very difference between Sefer Torah and Shabbos, right? Hakaitz of Sheosios. Somebody writes two letters. B'shtei lemos and two periods of forgetfulness. Echob Shachris, one in the morning. Echob Barvitz, one in the afternoon. Ben Arbaim. Rang Gamliel, Mechayr, and Leo says, Yochai, they joined together, Chachoyim, Pocho, Chachoyim, and exempt you. Now, Lieberman says about the next one, the Gears is completely messed up, and he doesn't know how to sort through it. There's several possibilities, but none of them are glot, and the truth is, he's right.
We've got to get to work. Figure this out.
The Kash, I didn't even bother, but I'll give it to you the way it can work. The Kash, Rang Gamliel. I'm itching all over. Yesterday we went to the went down south to Naperville, and there's a nice place there for kids, the Naper Settlement. On the way back, we stopped at the Morton Arboretum, and we made the mistake of taking a walk. No mosquitoes. Mosquitoes, yes. Dozens of mosquito bites all over. Okay, so I'm itching many places right now. Sorry. Hakaitzer Steosios. Sorry, writes two letters. Vishnei Lamus and two Lamus, Evo Shakos, Evo Beda Byron, Gamliel, Machai, Vavan, Kalim Pochi. Vakashar and Gamliel, Divakar and Gamliel. Ilu Kotsa Kogaris Bishakos, if you harvested a Kogaris in the morning. And a gogeres ben abayim, a gogeres in the afternoon, pehele mechod, and it's one helim. Shema ino chayev. Are you not chayev? Obviously you're chayev, right? Now, what are you chayev though? Only one carbon, right? One carbon. So if that's the case, kashem shein elemos chalukos, just like the elemos don't join together, right? Don't separate them. Sorry, therefore you're not chayev two separate carbonos, right? Two separate carbonos, one carbon. Kach lo yitzdarfu. So too, if you did a half in the morning and half in the afternoon, they shouldn't join together. Now that makes no sense, as Lieberman pointed out, right? So you have to go back and change something. Something's got to be changed. You have to say, for instance, that what you can do is you have to say kashim ilu kotzer shachas gogeres ben arba'im beli mechod shema ino potur. Aren't you exempt? Meaning that since it's Helei Mechod, you're potter, you're exempt. You only have to bring one chatas, not two, right? So then we say, Kishem she'en Helemos chaluko chokos, just like Helemos don't separate from each other, right? They're not separate. They're all one continuous Helem. Well, we have to change this line as well. We have to say, no. Ain't Elamus would be an answer. Ain't Elamus chokos. Elamus are not cholek, right? But they are mitzdarif. Well, you would say bitmiok. What do you think? Shem shay Elamus chalukos chachlo itzarfu? Just because they don't separate, so too they're not mitzarif each other? Of course they're mitzarif each other. And therefore they join together. And that's why we did a chati, because I said chati in the morning, chati in the afternoon, they join together.
Or else drop the low and it's not a question.
Right. But something has to be done. You get the idea, right? Something is messed up here and something's got to be done. And what it is really not germane. Ramon Amel Astam, Ramon says this without a Jewish Rav Omshir, Rav Yochanan says, Tarma Gamliel Tamon, any deal chati melochem. This is what we know from the Bavli all over. The reason Gamliel is over here by us, it's Tamon meaning us, is because there's no idea for chati shir, right? Any deal chati shir. If you become aware that you transgressed after half a shear and you didn't know yet when then he did another half a shear, so the idea is not mechalik. The idea is only mechalik on a full malacha, not on a chatzi shear. So that's what Gamliel holds here. Said Gamliel says, "Taimer Gamliel, Taman ain't the chatzi shear. The kavos and so too ain't zodon lechatzi zayis. There's no maize and a half of zayis. Therefore, we can ask, oh chatzi zayis bezodon. If you add a half of zayis intentionally, the chatzi zayis b'shkoka, another half of zayis in shoyge." Maushet Starfu, do they join together if there's no Zodon Lechati Zayas, right? So that should mean if there's no Zodon Lechati Zayas, I'm going to be amazing on the Avatai, then you should join together in other Avatai, Stom Meshoge, and you bring be able to bring a Chatos. Of course, the Gemara doesn't give an answer as to whether this is possible or not. Okay. Hachulach Aboyne. New parak. Rabbi Lesser Omer. Ha'orek beis chutim mitchila, somebody who knits two layers of a weave together mitchila to begin with, ve'achor ha'orek, and that, or somebody who adds on one to a pre-existing garment, chayev, he's chayev. Chomrim ben mitchila ben mitzchof, whether you're beginning with, whether you're ending, shur shnei chutim, the shear is two threads, not three threads. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, time in Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yehuda said, the reason Rabbi Lazar is, Aidei Shlishi Melacha Miskayem. With the third one, the Melacha lasts. Okay, really lasts. Asma Amar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yehuda. Is Rabbi Lazar the what? Is Rabbi Lazar the Rabbi Yehuda? It's neither one we learned over there by Kilayim Yehuda Mer. Achi Shali Sholi Kar Chaim and Kilayim. Where you do it three times. Now, three times there's a story about something else, though. What's the story about over there? Three. Oh, that's three what? Also starts with an S.
He's asking his company to want
stitches. But stitches are what? That's sewing. Here, what are we talking about over here? Now I'll tell you what we're talking about. Weaving. It's critical distinction. Says by sewing, Achi Shalish means one, two, three stitches. Okay? That's be three stitches. It's not relevant. Thus, said a sack and knapsack joined together by climb, it's really not relevant. So said, but in any event, so we see it seems to be the same thing. What Rabbi said over there is Rabbi Lezer over here. Armistice said, nah, time Rabbi Lezer time on. The logic Rabbi Lezer over there by sewing is in order for sewing to really last a long time, it needs three stitches. But even two stitches do something. So Chachom would argue over there and say, okay, but two stitches do something, so it's not to be chayim on, so we're going to be chayim you on the two stitches, right? But here, if it's less than three, mistater, it's going to break. What does it mean, it's going to break? What? That's what I would say, unravel, right? But Lieberman says no. Truth is not any more susceptible to unraveling than the case of the goats here previously, right? So what's the problem here? Melechus Machsheves requires a true bond. Okay? By Kilayim, he could agree that two is enough. Because two is a Shvacha bond, a weak bond, but it's enough of a bond. But, and it's only Rabbi Lezer who requires three strings, three stitches. I know. I'm giving you the way Lieberman learns it, name of Melechus Shlema. But here, what? Doesn't make sense anyway. The Gemara as written makes no sense. Because it's saying, over there you need three in order to that, because three less. But here, you can't have less than three, because less than three is going to break. Does that make sense to you?
Therefore, that's why it makes more sense to say it's a bit new.
What?
Therefore, it makes more sense to say this is a bit new.
But how do you reconcile then? Is Rabbi Lezer talking only going to the Kerb Yudah or not? Okay, so that's what I'm telling you. What Lieberman brings up in Lemlecha Sherman Kilayim. That means like this. Tama, really, three, you need to, according to Rabbi Lezer over here, you might not need three Bar Kilayim. Because Bar Kilayim just has to last a little bit. And how much lasts a little bit? Even two, right? True, by the day Shlishi Melachto Miskayemis. But that's too long. That's Miskayemis forever. We don't care about that, right? Yeah. However, here, if it's less than three, since you were talking about specifically, a weep. Took me a while to come up with that. Here it's specifically a weave, so therefore here we need the three in order to create a true bond. Why is that? Because Melechus Machsheves Asutar. Melechus Machsheves Asutar means the Torah asked full, complete activities. That's true. Let me see if I can repeat that one more time.
To the concept of No, if you really are intent to make a permanent market.
Yeah, that has to be the case, because by Boina, we say that all the time.
You want it to last.
Boina has to be, we had that last parak. Yeah, Boina has to be Lidoris. I mean, not Doris, permanent Kvius. Kaisev has to be Kvius, everything has to be Kvius. The way Lieberman makes a distinction is that I think the way he says the difference between Miskayim, I forget the language you use.
I'll make the analogy of a surgeon that's timed a suture. So you can do two times or three times. If you really want to make sure that it's not going to open up, you do it three times. You make it three times. That's a special canvas.
Kayama. But the thing is like this, again, the difference between here and Kilayim, according to the way Lieberman is learning, is that the Kilayim need to have all even though there, Rabbi Yehuda does say you need three, right? Yehuda says you need three. So Rabbi Lezer does have to agree with that. Because there he says it has to be just Kayam. Two is enough to make Kayam. But here it's got to be Shelo Yisaser, that it should never break. And what does it mean, should never break? Dafka 3. That's how
he learns the story.
Yeah. Obviously, the other way is to learn the story. Right?
Yeah.
Keep reaching this trend. Okay.
We still have to hear what the Modoi is.
Says more further. Ashkus Omer Rabbi Lezer. We say Keter Rabbi Lezer. Ba'amim Shloisha B'tchila. Sometimes you need three. That's when? Ba'amim Shloisha B'tchila. When you're beginning to make the garment, from scratch, need to make three in order to be higher for weaving. Ba'amim Shnai. Sometimes all you have to do is put two layers. Agabi echororik. If you have one already woven. Miasmo, from yesterday, from before Shabbos began. Now, the next line is obviously a mistake because it just repeats itself. So the way to learn it is, Ba'amim echor. Sometimes only one. Agabi shnayim arugim miasmo. You're putting on top of two which are already woven from yesterday. So that's this approach in Rabbi Eliezer is that it's variable. Sometimes it's three, sometimes it's two, sometimes it's one. It has to be a finishing touch. Rabbana Kesarin, boy, you are Rabbana Kesarin. Boy, in your monsters asked, Mao, what is the halacha? Is it Echor al Arik? Is it Taka like that? That one on a fully woven Echor al Gabi Shnaim I'm sorry, Echorak means one or more which is not woven. Echorak Gabi Shnaim, one on that which is woven twice. And Echorak Gabi Sholosh, and one on one which is woven three times. In other words, perhaps it's always one. Why would it always be one? Depends, obviously. What would always be one, what would you say?
Okay. It combines with two others.
One by itself.
What? Makabe Patish. Makabe Patish. But the thing is, that doesn't work. Pain Motion points it out. Because that it's saying here, even one on top of one. So there, the Pain Motion says a Kloimer. He says, it's not written straight. Well, the Rabbanan Gitzar wanted. But they really want to say is the opposite. They want to say, maybe it's always three. Three on top of one, three on top of two, three on top of three. In other words, maybe the three is never variable. Okay? Not that one is never variable, because one on top of one is not Magen Patish, it didn't make anything. Right? So it means three. Maybe three is sometimes one, three is sometimes two, three is sometimes three. Three on top of one, three on top of two, three on top of three. The bottom line is you got to weave three no matter how many are pre-existing there. Okay? That's what Rabbanan Gitzar need to ask. Rabbanan over here said the way we said before, that it varies, depends on how many were already knit there. But you need one on top of two on top of one, or three on top of zero. Okay. Haisataz achas gedoyla. If somebody had a large talus, mitchila achir boshnaim chutim. In the beginning, the shear is two strings, according to Rabban Argon Rabbi Lezer. But so at the end, I feel koshu, even a mashu. Is sufficient. Is a. The what you call it, the carbonator, and no, everybody says because the makar patish, right? At the end, even one is not because of makar patish. You finish off the garment, then finish off the garment makes you chayav. Okay, is that clear?
But that's a different. Is that
that's
not
a Torah?
No, it's Makar Patish, completely different. Right, right, right.
So really,
just coincidental over here. Harek Shnei Chutim. Now here it's a little bit, gears is messed up. Harek Shnei Chutim, somebody weaves two strings. Agave, it should be on top of Hagas. And Hagas is, I forgot. What? No, it's with the top at the end. What?
Many weaves. Says because the carbonator says.
Yeah, many weaves, right. So agave, agasa was already woven, and you wove one on top, two on top. Okay, of course, not makapatish, that's you need two. Or agave imra. At the beginning of the garment, literally when you're making the hem, you also wove two layers. Then you're chayv. The carbonator takes out the rest of the line. Ma dover diamond. What's this analogous to? Letzil tzul kata. Shar vo shnei chutim. It's like a small belt, right? In which you which you wove two strings. Aroch of shnei batim. What? And to the extent the three batim here, which obviously knew the shear, how much was the chinuch base in here? Chayev. Then you're chayev.
What?
I don't get the analogy now. What's the problem? Means you don't need to have makapatish, you're chayev because of two. No, even not makapatish. It's really very posh. I mean, Baal Batish. No offense. But, you know, what you're saying is that, in sometimes two is Mechayev you, even when it's not Makar Patish, you need two to be Mechayev you, two is sufficient. I see what you're asking. You're asking it's not a Chiddush. You're right, it's not a Chiddush. Chiddush is the other way. The Chiddush is Makar Patish does make me chayev in one in 1 week. Here it's pasha that it doesn't work. It's not going to hide you because of mekayim makapatish because it's in the middle of the garment. So therefore, it's definitely going to be two. Again, the contrast between makapatish is even one in this case, which requires two, I think. Okay, again, lamada of a dino till to contact a small belt. Sharvoshne chutim al shalosh body chayv and chayv. We do two lengths of weave on across three batenir. The nefesh mesach is also when you're it's spread. The nefesh is referring to the loom when it's spread. Commandu with chiyus as if you're beginning from the beginning. Vahain, it should be levuda. The Karmahena says, or levada, and levada means a felt garment. And a felt garment, you know, has it's not woven, right? It's not woven, right? But nonetheless, let's say you weave the perimeter, right? I feel myself ariku, and even at the end of when you're weaving, even the end when you're making it, it's still acts as a makabe patish, because makabe patish is the finishing labor on something which is pre-existing, but here nothing was pre-existing. Why? Because you made the rest of it from felt, and now you're trying to squeeze in, so to speak, a woven part that's not going to be makabe patish and something so radically different than that which is already there. Again, vayin levada feel besof kariku. Even if it's at the end, it's still like the beginning. And also vayin lasuta, a necklace which can constantly be expanded. It's not a metal necklace, right? It's one made of garment. So feel besof even at the end, because kariku, it's still like the arik. You need to have three because it's constantly expanding the necklace and so on and so forth. Shem Hashem ad shoshi yashli. You only chayv when you complete writing the name. Kosev os achas lashem es Hashem. What happens? You wrote one letter and it completes the Shem Hashem. You write not the vav and hey, but just the vav hey. So it's makar patish, right? Kosev os achas lashem or os achas lashem es a sefer or one letter to complete a sefer. You chayim on Shabbos. Why? Because you gave much significance. Because it completed the work. So that's makar patish. Might not be kosev, but the makar patish it is. Lama says, well, why is that? Imishum kiyum malacha. Why do you have to have that? Kosev achas b'chol. You wrote one letter on a weekday. Both hours on Shabbos. One letter on Shabbos. Rabbi Leiz Mechayev Chatas, Rabbi Leiz says Mechayev Chatas, Rabbi Shul Pelot, Rabbi Shul exempts you. Lama, why are you why are you Patrick according to Rabbi Shul? Yeah, I think why you chayef, right? Why chayef kari loza? Well, what's the issue? Let's put it like this. Let's be politically correct here. What's the issue we're talking about? Imishum ki malacha, we're talking about that the malacha should be viable, meaning there should be a significant malacha, or is it mishum, or mishum shein roi litzitari fimo, or because it's not suitable to join together? Significant malacha means two letters. Ein roi litzitari fimo means that one is old and one is new, and the Ritba says they don't look good together. Old ink and new ink. That new ink is geschmack, fresh. But old ink doesn't join together, right? And you wrote it yesterday. By the time Shabbos gets around, it's already old hat. I mean old ink. Okay? Says more further. Isachameh, let's see. Ilu orak chutecha b'chol. If you wove one strand on a weekday, v'chutel b'Shabbos, another strand on Shabbos, Shema einenu patur, are you not patur in that case? And Shema einu roi litzitarvimo, in that case, you can't join together? There's no difference between a thread which is woven 12 hours ago and a thread which is woven now. By the ink, maybe there's a difference, but not by thread, right? Ela mishum ki malacha. So why you exempt? Because the malacha is not permanent. What does it mean malacha is not permanent? It wasn't done in a significant shear on Shabbos. So it must also be the true by the machlokas before, which we learned that the shear question whether it's considered being significant shear. Kohanim dam Rabbi Yaakov Bracha, like that which Rabbi Yaakov Bracha said, Rabbi Yaakov said, Hashem Lezer. Kasav os echot v'tveria. If you wrote one letter in Tveria, vachas tziporin, another letter in Tveria, chayev. Then you're chayev, right? Now that must be because even though they're not royal itzdaref, you have a chiyuv because it's kiyum malacha. And if you don't say that, the lokain, if you don't say that, then you would have to say that's going to Rabbi Elezer. That's going to Rabbi Elezer that you hold according to Rabbi Elezer. What do we say? That one on weekday, one on Shabbos is Chayav Chatos, right? So you have two options. Either say that.
Can you print it out for me?
Yeah, again, Rabbi Yaakov Bracha, like that which Rabbi Yaakov Bracha said, and Rabbi Yasser said, B'shem Reb Lezer, if you wrote one letter in Tveri, one letter in Tzipori Chayev, right, even though they're distant from each other, the lokain, if you don't say that the issue is kiyum malachos, so then it would have to be like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says in that case, you're chayev chatos, why? Because Rabbi Lezer holds that it is makev, I think makev patish. What? No, Rabbi Lezer said if you wrote one on a weekday and one on Shabbos, that can't be makev mitzdarev, that has to be makev patish. Right? No? Is that the case? If you wrote one on a weekday and one on Shabbos, right? I think it would be chayev because of makev patish. What else would it be chayev because of? To me, mitzdarev, I don't think it's mitzdarev.
But the reason why it was because it was all they can do. It's Marco Patish even if it's all they can do together. So it has to be because it's
Tzarev. It has to be because of Tzarev. It has to be that something which is, even though you're potter on it, it's Chazi leads to, you know what it's like? You're right. It's like a cotton who became an adulterating sphere of Sohomer. The first days of Sphira, first 15 days, let's say, was Bar Mitzvah 50 day of Sphira. Is his Sphira count? No. Can you count the 16th day when he comes Bar Mitzvah? Why?
The continuation.
But he wasn't Chayiv then. So what do you have to say? That even though it wasn't the post was saying it's Mitzdarif hold, even though it wasn't Shaschi, but he counted. So to here would be a similar thing. Even though it wasn't Shaschi, but he wove. And now he's adding on to that weave. So he's really chayev for having done not three strands, but having done the third weave in his series. I don't know if that's like Sphere's Homer. That's cute. In other words, you're not chayev for having, you see what it's saying, according to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Bukla? For a second week. Right, he was right. It has to be a mitzvah. Okay, fine, so I take that back. So let's see that again. So it says, when he's a chameh, ilu orag chutel b'chol b'chutel b'shabbos. If one wove one string on a week, then one string on Shabbos. Shemei no potter, or are you not potter? Well, why are you potter? Shemei no royal litzdarif, why shouldn't they join together? Ela mishum kiya malacha. It's must because of kiya malacha. It's not a choshev malacha. But ki he do amar Rabbi Yaakov baracha v'n Rabbi Yasa. B'shem Rabbi Lezer, like Rabbi Yaakov baracha said. Rabbi Yasa's name Rabbi Lezer. Kosa v'yisechot b'tveriyo v'echaz tziporin chayav. Then you wrote one letter in Tveri, another letter in Tziporin, you're chayav. So it must be because it's a malacha chashuva. The low cane, because we don't say it's because of malacha chashuva, that ends up being like Rabbi Lazar, who says that you're mitzvahed two things, even though the first thing really can have nothing to do with the second thing. How can the first thing not have anything to do with the second thing? Because one is letter is in Tveri, and one letter is in Tzipori. Okay? So therefore, it must be that we hold that the issues came Malachos and Rabbanu Mech and
it's still not working. It's still not working.
It sounds like Rabbi Lazar because he says Chayev. And Rabbi Lazar is the one who says Chayev. Let's try one more time. They don't get it this time. Let's try it again. Kasev Osaras B'chol Osaras Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Chatos. Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Chatos. Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Chatos. Rabbi Shur Poter. Rabbi Shur exempts you. Lama. Why? Im Omishim Kim Malacha is because what's the issue? Is the issue because of Kim Malacha and the Shabbos? This is considered Kim Malacha. In other words, a significant Malacha. Mishum Shem Bro. The Tzarefim was the issue of Itzarefus or Shabbos. Whether you can be Mitzaref that was before Shabbos. Yischamei. Come and said, let's bring a proof from here. You will one before Shabbos, one on Shabbos. Shema Eino Potter, I arch Potter. Shema Eino Itzarefim, they can't because of Itzarefus, because they can join together. Why? Of course they can join together. One is not old and one new, so obviously they can join. Ela Mishum Kim Malacha. It must be that the reason why Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan had the argument by the Osachas is not because of Itzarefus, but rather because of Kiyum Malacha. Vada, Mitzarif it is. But it's a question of Kiyum Malacha. Okay, he done Rabbi Yaakov Barachan. I'll prove to you that this is the case. Because that case of Yaakov Barachan, Rabbi Yasser, B'Shem, Rabbi Lezer, Kosev Elchus, Rabbi Osachas, B'Tzipor, and Chayev, of course there's Kiyum Malacha, right? Why is it Chayev there? It must be that Kiyum Malacha is not the search of the Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbanan. If Kiyum Malacha was a subject of Machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanon, then this too should be a Machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanon. Why should this be the Machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanon? Because just like over there we say that's not significant because there's no Itzarefus between the two. Not significant, right? Because one was written before Shabbos, one was written after Shabbos. So too, here we should have to say that it's not significant because one is in Tveri, one is in Tzipori.
But we said that someone could bring them together. You could transport the letter from one
Tzipori to another. Yeah, I just said it wrong. I said the exact opposite of the way I should say it. Sorry. It must be that the machlokus over must be the machlokus over there. I have to work it backwards, otherwise I'm not going to get it right. It must be that since we hold that you can be mitzarev tveri and tzipori, so it must be that kiyum malacha. That tziruf is not a problem. You can join them together, which is taka true. You can join them together. One is not old and one is new. They're both written at the same time, just in different places. It must be the machlokas between... that works. Tziruf malacha is not a problem. Because you can be tzarev to one tzarev and one tzipari. So that's okay. What's Machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan? Machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan was about Kiyum Malacha. Machlokas was, is this considered to be a significant Malacha or not? When one is written on a weekday, one is written on Shabbos. Okay, good. Now, this is, again, this is the machlokas. If one was written on weekday and one was written on Shabbos, so is that considered kippah or not? So it says the Gemara, and that must be the machlokas, whether that's considered to be kippah or not, whether that's significant or not, because, of course, by can't be machlokas about tziruf, because then if you machloka, because one is older and one is new, because then he would have to say if one wove a thread before Shabbos and another thread on Shabbos, then you're chayef. Because there's no problem of tziruf, right? No problem of tziruf there whatsoever. Why is no problem of tziruf? Because one is not older and one is what newer. One doesn't dry quicker than the other. It's not relevant, the whole discussion of old and newer, tziruf or not tziruf, right? That's not relevant. So there we say, yet nonetheless we know there you potter. You're potter if you wove one before Shabbos and one on Shabbos. So what must we conclude from that? That the issue is not one of tziruf, but rather one, because they're for sure being mitzvah, but rather the issue of kiyum halachos, right? And I'll prove that a few from elsewhere too. I don't want I have a statement that if one wrote one letter tray and another letter tzipor, you're chayim on Shabbos, right? Right? Now, they're for sure they're mitzaref, right? Because you can bring them close together, right? So, what must we be saying there that it's a issue of the reason why you're chayiv is because of kiyum melachos, because the melacha is miskayemis, right? The melacha is miskayemis because you wrote both of them on Shabbos. And says the Gemara, the low cane, taking it again from that line, the low cane krabi lozer. Because if you don't say that, then that which Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said, that you're writing one letter in Tfei, one letter in Tzipori is Chayev, if you're going to say that Kiyum Melachos was the subject of the Machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan, that was, we just said the issue was Tziruf, right? Not.
Oh, what are you doing?
No, he said the issue is Kiyum Melachos, right? Darn. The issue is Kiyum Melachos, right? Whether it's Melach HaShuva. And that, we said, is proof from from the weaving. From the weaving, that there it's the for sure Mitzdarev. The issue has to be Rath, and the only issue would be Kiyum Melachos. And then we say that by Rabbi Yossi and Shem Rabbi Lezer has got to say, no, it's good. There for sure it's Kiyum Melachos, right? It's for sure Kiyum Melachos and for sure it's Tziruf, right? Because first time both on Shabbos and on both are written on Shabbos and whether they can be mitzvahed with each other, right? If you're going to say however, that the Machlokas Rabbi Lozer and Rabbona was one which concerned not Kiyum Melachos, but Tziruf, so then it would come out, then it would come out that Rabbi Yeshua holds there's no Tziruf. It shows that you're not mitzaref two things, right? It shows you can't say tziruf. Why can't you say tziruf? Because he says you can't be mitzaref one which is written earlier in the day and the other which is written later in the day. One which is written earlier before Shabbos, one was written later. Tzipori and Tveria, one is going to be written earlier and one is going to be written later, right? If you're going to say that Rabbi Yeshua exempted you, forgot about this factor. If you're going to say that the issue is Tziruf Melachos, and that Rabbi Yeshua exempts you because you can't be tzarif old and new, right? So then you have to say that Tzferi and Tzipori don't join together either. Because Tzferi and Tzipori, one is going to be old and one is going to be new. Because you didn't write them at the same time. You wrote one earlier, and then you walked to Tzipori and then wrote the other one, right?
They were both written on Shabbos the same day.
So what? And if one was there on Erev Shabbos a few minutes earlier, and Shabbos began a few minutes later?
That's not the case that's one time.
Now, I'm making... Okay, you're right. We're going to have to come back to this tomorrow. I'm going to have to... No, we'll do it now. Again, let's say that we'll try it one more time. Because of Osachas B'chovel, Osachas B'Shabbos. Rebbe Mechai Chad HaShul Pater. Lama, Imash Malacha, why is Rebbe Shul Pater? Because Kiyo Malacha, because now Chosh, because only did one Shabbos. Or Rebbe Shul Shein, let's say it very much, because one was in after the other. And even an hour afterwards. Even an hour, that's still a problem. Yischame, let's see. Ilo arab chutecha b'chol chutecha b'shabbos. Shemay no potter, you're potter. Shemay no roi tzarfim. What is the problem of tziyuv? Of course, they mitzarf. There's no question of any time difference. Elam mishum ki melacha. Why are you potter? Not because they're not mitzarf, but because they're not tzam melacha chashuv on Shabbos, right? Kihi dom Rabbi Yaakov barachok Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Lozer. And this the riot from this is also from here. The Rabbi Yaakov barachok said name Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Lozer. Even though one is written earlier and one is written later, right? So if you're going to say that the machlok is between Rabbi Yeshua and between Rabbi Eliezer was whether you're retired, one written earlier, one written later, then this could be located on Krabi Lezer. That'd be going to Krabi Lezer, who says that it's a tziruf between one written earlier, one written later, and we know Rabbi Yeshua doesn't know the way. We don't want to say that. So it must be that everybody agrees that there is tziruf malachos. And you're retired, one written before, one written after. The only reason we're not retired with them is because both were not done on Shabbos, right? So there's no kiyum malach. But in this case, they're both done on Shabbos, even though one was done earlier and one was done later. The Armit Starev. They joined together. Okay. Rough night, but we got, at least we got that done.